When it comes to hazardous work industries, farming is in the top three, with transportation and warehousing and mining. And many times after an accident, farmers end up as amputees. But as Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports, when farmers and ranchers lose a limb on the job, they have a limited selection of prosthetics to help them get back on the field.
Joseph Burris is the director of amputee rehabilitation at the University of Missouri Columbia. He works with many agriculture workers with amputations. The leading cause is diabetes, but right behind that is trauma. Farmers and ranchers who have had horrific run-ins with equipment.
While it's terrible to see the impact that amputation has on people, it is inspiring repeatedly to see people overcome some of their difficulties and have success.
According to the National Safety Council, one out of every 10 ag injuries results in amputation. Burris helps farmers work with the new prosthesis meant to assist them when returning to the field. Devices today can plug into the electric signals in your muscles, and you can control their movement. The problem is, they are really expensive.
Terminal devices can run up $75,000, $80,000, and prosthetic devices, I know recently we had one quoted for nearly $200,000. So the prices are astronomical at this point with the technology.
Farmer Brian Fleshman lost part of his right arm in 1996. He still farms today, just outside of Jefferson City, Missouri. On a recent spring day, he's washing up at a spigot near his hen house.
Yeah, I was working in the garden just now, planting a little sweet corn. I continue to try to do everything I used to do before the accident, I'll be honest with you. It takes me a lot longer, and it's a lot harder on me.
Instead of a prosthetic hand, Fleshman has what's called a farmer's hook on his right arm. It's not flashy. It's simple, and one of the cables connecting to the hook is fraying. The hook opens and closes, and it connects to his limb with a harness he wears around his shoulders. 20 years ago, he was harvesting corn when some of the stalks choked up the machine that separates the ears and the stalks. That's when he reached into the machine to clear it out while it was still rutting, just like he had many times before.
That day, for some reason, it got me. And I mean, it took the whole hand through before you could spit. And then it was a fight to try to keep from being drugged on in by the rollers.
Once Fleshman had recovered from his accident, he was fitted for a prosthetic because he wanted to get back to the field. But his fancy tool acted up and didn't fit well on his limb. Over time, like many farmers, he's adopted the traditional farmer's hook. He found it more reliable, affordable, and durable than the more technologically advanced device.
Clearly, farmers work in unique environments.
Stefania Fatone is an associate professor at Northwestern University.
Their devices are exposed to dust. They're working outdoors. They're exposed to farm chemicals, which often can be corrosive or unfriendly to the devices.
Fatone studied prosthetic use with farm workers and says many farmers find their prosthetics hard to handle in demanding work conditions. She says since farmers tend to live in rural areas, it's not always cost-effective to take a day away from the fields to drive to town for a tune-up.
You couldn't get anybody to offer me enough money to get rid of this.
Since his injury, Fleshman has received help from the group AgriAbility, a program that helps disabled farmers and ranchers succeed in agriculture. For Fleshman, that meant buying him a small tractor to help with the work. He says he's also received a lot of help from his family and neighbors. But without his right arm or a more robust device that can help with the work, he's stuck doing the best he can.
My life ended that day, right there in the field. The life that I knew. It was over.
For him, that meant starting his new life with an old tool. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with KRCU and other public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.